Programming live in studio with us right now, we have Winter of Freedom.
Hey everybody, we're Winter of Freedom on CITR. Ready, Francis? Drummer Francis? Cowering keyboards? J guitar vocals?
Time is running out for the planet Earth. Behold the secrets of nature's deepest mystery.
Sucking the hallucinatory acid into the system.
You with your trip, you'll make it in society or out of it.
Thank you.
wrote a message in a bottle on the sand. Gonna start a new beginning until the end. So is there anybody out there who needs a friend? Standing here with my feet buried in the sand, letting the bottle drift away, sending my love so far away. Live on CITR. We'll do this next song and then we'll have a little talkie poo.
accomplish anything. Why does it feel nothing is real? And that's Wonderland. And how does it feel? Can you feel in this Wonderland? No way!
Winter of Freedom, live on CITR. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Excellent.
Let me take this delay off.
So, do you guys want to quickly introduce yourself for the people listening out there in Radioland?
Okay. I'm Jay.
Hi.
Guitars? Sorry. Cowrie.
I'm Cowrie. Keyboards.
I'm Francis. Drums.
Drums. And you guys are Winter of Freedom. I'm looking at your MySpace. It says there's a bass player. Oh, no. Oh.
That's
<You're> everything.
Me. Me too.
Oh, you just, oh, that's like, okay. How does that work? So you're playing drums and...
The bass is in the sequence, actually.
Oh, it's from the sequence room. Okay, very nice. Oh, okay, awesome.
And, but the bass in the sequence is Francis playing bass.
Yeah. So I'm playing...
So it's Francis's...
Double duty.
Right.
Double duty.
To make a long story short, we're looking for... another member for our band.
Right, to play...
A drummer, I think. Yeah. Francis, what do you want to play? You want to play drums? You want to play bass?
Yeah, that's interesting because... so you prefer to play bass or drums? Or?
I don't know, I like them both, so...
You like them both,
I can play both.
You should just go back and forth, you know, just some songs, you just grab your bass and do it.
Totally.
And then turn on the drum machine, and then the other way, use the sequencer. So, what's the story with the band? How long have you been around, and where did it come from? And
it's sort of like a songwriting process. I write the songs, and it kind of snowballed into, okay, well, let's me and Cowrie get together, and she plays keyboard, so we started jamming together, got a jam space, and then we thought, well, let's get a rhythm section. So we got Francis... on bass at first. We had a drummer, and since Francis can play drums really good, Francis is playing drums right now. Mm-hmm. So then we became a three-piece.
For now,
right.
Am I blowing it?
No, it's
trying
okay.
Trying to explain our
right.
band, I guess.
And Jay, you've played music for quite a while, and you've been on the show before.
Yeah,
right.
With bands in the past, I probably around 2000, 2001, I was on
right.
this show.
Right.
With a band called Mermaid Engine, and it was a really electronic rock thing.
Right. Okay, awesome. And are you guys all from around here, from Vancouver? It's been.
Cowrie?
Yeah, we play at different venues in Vancouver. We also go to Vancouver Island. play some shows over there too.
Whereabouts? You play like Victoria or Nanaimo?
Yeah,
or?
We've done some Victoria shows, Nanaimo, and this time we went to Alberni and Courtney.
Nice.
Okay.
How did you guys get across? Like, do you do the whole van thing? Drive your van or drive a car across the onto the ferry? Or?
We fit.
Or did you just walk on with your guitar?
In a van, like, was a wall of gear.
Yeah.
And three of us.
Francis at the back, we couldn't see him.
In a minivan.
Yeah. Nice. Because, well, that's a good deal, though, because normally driving on the ferry just by yourself with just a couple people in the car, you pay per head, but with a lot of gear, it almost seems like it's worth it because the gear doesn't count toward, they don't weight your car, so it's still just three people or whatever it is. If you can fit a bunch of people in,
really
it's
difficult
a good deal.
Because we have a lot of gear for our show, even like two flat screen TVs.
Oh yeah. Do you really
like stands and
yeah?
Yeah, we also have a big box like a computer rig.
Right.
And what else? Jason's own vocal monitor.
Lots of junk.
Yeah.
And you fit all that in your car or van?
Yeah.
Around us.
Okay. Right.
We couldn't even see out of the back.
Because you think at some point you'd be like, oh, maybe we can do without the, I don't know.
Very difficult to sleep in.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're lucky to put up in the places.
So, but you've done it a few times now, so you must have idea. You know exactly. Okay, the LCD goes here, and you know.
Yeah.
And then your amp goes here. You know, like you have
you
to sit
like
don't
crates and
yeah,
screw them together
yeah,
to make a stand.
You know, don't wear that jacket on the van because it's too thick. So, what I'm trying to get at before this thing about going out is. And so you played around for a while, and the music, like what influences? I sense a little bit of 90s, a little bit.
The first band that comes to mind is Devin Townsend. I love Devin Townsend.
Right.
Kauri, what do you like?
I listen to different things. Anything from more indie-ish type of things to a little more electronic to something as heavy as Tool.
Right.
She has every Radiohead record.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I have a collection of them.
Francis, your influences?
I like everything.
Like
really?
Everything.
Like, do you guys agree? Like, well, what do you guys listen to on your way over on the ferry then?
Porcupine Tree?
I don't know what that actually
Porcupine Tree, they're an English rock band.
Oh.
Sort of a Rush type
of
thing. Oh, yeah. Really progressive and stuff.
Cool.
I have a collection of 1930s music I like to play.
Yeah, like what kind? like just all genre? Oh, well, I mean the 1930s, I don't even know what.
Well, I have like a whack of these cool 1930s type songs.
Oh, cool.
I don't know. What is the name of the song?
Banjo Boy
comes to mind.
Yeah. Right. And, okay. And you guys... You say you go to Ireland, you play in Vancouver. Any plans on going out east or maybe going south?
Yes, we want to go east. We've played south before. It's a bit difficult with
how far
border issues.
Yeah.
Of course.
Oh yeah.
We just need to investigate that some more. But like definitely east for sure. Like Kelowna would be nice. Kamloops.
Does your work schedule fit for that kind of stuff?
It's really difficult. I think if we plan ahead, we can make
That's a problem with like pretty much every single band out there.
It's difficult.
Unless you're a solo guy and you can just take
that's
off.
True.
It's even two people, you just...
Greyhound.
Greyhound. It's
Greyhound
great.
Tour.
Your tour is planned for you. That's awesome. You know, worst case, just bring out your guitar on the bus. People can't even leave.
Well, definitely less people in the band makes it easier.
Yeah,
being
for
a
sure.
Piece at the moment.
Right.
And the sequence.
Yeah, I'm almost kind of worried about like your gear if you're going to take it across into the.
That's my worry too.
Yeah.
Because
you're going to have like screens and stuff in the thing. Yeah. Yeah.
I'd be scared to lose all my gear.
Yeah.
That'll be it.
Yeah. So. Okay. Before we get you to play more music, can you quickly tell people where they can get a hold of like you guys like on the internet?
MySpace. We're at myspace.com/ Winter of Freedom, and that's one solid word: Winter of Freedom.
Yeah. Right, and have you guys have any recordings? Or
we have a 10 song full-length CD.
Mm-hmm.
And
and they can get it from your website? Or
we're still looking into... Well, yeah, you can get it off the MySpace.
Like just
all the
play
songs
it off
are
the
on
song.
The MySpace.
Right, okay.
And we have T-shirts and stuff.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, if anybody wants them, then they can contact us through MySpace.
Yeah, contact us.
Yeah, usually the easiest thing to do. Everyone got the internet. Awesome. So Winter of Freedom live on CITR, and you have more songs for us.
Yeah, I have a few more.
Heart machine, a little of your tough love in between. I know that someday I'll find my way. I will never let you down. Never join this offering, 'cause every good day doesn't mean a happy end. Don't you ever put your hands on my Mercedes Benz. Every good day doesn't mean a happy end. And no one even loves me anyway. You were always on my mind. My life was always in rewind. And if you ever lose control, plant some seeds and watch them grow. And if you ever crash your car, you won't get very fucking far. You won't go very fucking far. I'm sitting on this broken heart machine, with a little of your tough love in between. I know that someday I'll find my way, 'cause I will never let you down. Never join this suffering, 'cause every good day doesn't mean a happy end. Don't you ever put your hands on my Mercedes Benz. Every good day doesn't mean a happy end. And no one even loves me anyway. still couldn't fall asleep. This night the dream was leaving. She rubbed so hard to keep. And with the new day's dawning, she felt it drifting away.
Some action out of that.
Thank you. your dimension, held by all your lies, held by your protection. Running away, running away, keep running away.
Tour of Freedom live on CITR. Thank you guys for coming out.
Thanks.
And you have shows coming up, right?
Yep.
Can you tell me a bit about, so there's one on Thursday, one on
Thursday night.
Thursday night.
The Cellar.
Who are you playing with? And what
Culture
time?
Deaf. Yeah. A band called Culture Deaf.
Do you know anything about them?
Yeah, we've played shows with them before.
Yeah, they're good.
How would you describe their music? Maybe a little Radiohead-ish, a little
the
bit.
Killers.
Killers.
Yeah, the Killers.
Okay. And that's at the Cellar, right?
It's at the Cellar.
It's
going to be an early show.
Yeah. Oh, really? Are we talking about like 8 or 9?
Like 8:30 or something. We got to start.
Yeah. All right. Have you played the Cellar before?
No, we haven't.
Yeah. I wonder. Yeah.
But like? Yeah, the night's going to start at around 8:30.
Okay.
Culture Deaf's going to open, and we're going to go on about 9:30.
Okay. Okay.
So we're the second band, and then there's a cover band that goes on after about 11 o'clock.
Okay.
And then there's the Bourbon.
Oh, yeah, the Bourbon, the charity show.
The next day.
The next day is Friday. At the Bourbon. And who are you playing with? It's the Tool. The Tool cover band?
Tribute band, yes.
Yeah.
I couldn't look more forward to a cover band than.
So that's for a charity.
The whole night is a donation. Mm-hmm. It's a charity show for the Children's Variety Club.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just pay as you wish?
Do you know, or is it there's a charge for? Any idea?
$15 minimum.
Right.
Donation,
okay.
Yeah.
And it all goes.
Bands aren't making anything.
Yeah, it all goes to. And is that a late show, early show, regular time?
Yeah, we're gonna go on at about 9 o'clock or no, sorry, 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
Make it 8:30. If you come at 8:30, that's the perfect time to get a drink and then find your spot, and then we're gonna play. So 8:30 is a good time to get there for us.
Okay. Awesome. And anything else planned in any future?
We want to do some more recording and start the next record.
Oh yeah.
We have one, a 10-song CD.
Right.
All done professionally and stuff. And now we want to do the second one and have it probably come out by next summer.
Okay. Have you got all the songs written, or are you working on that, or?
Both. Most of them are written. Maybe a couple more, three more.
How much tweaking do you do once you've written a song?
How much tweaking?
Yeah, do you kind of just, you know, go about wanting to change certain things a lot, or like are you a perfectionist? Do you worry about?
Well, yeah, Jason is pretty much a kind of perfectionist. He reworks on until he's satisfied. So, but
what
when
I do
it's
is
done,
I bring it to the band and then we expand on the ideas more.
Yeah. Right. Okay, awesome. So yeah, thanks again for coming out. The website is myspace.com. Winter of Freedom, and if you do a quick Google search, it shows up as the first hit on Google, which is good. It doesn't always happen with when your band name is, I don't know, like Cheese or something.
Winter of Freedom, I work all spring, the summer and fall, and then eat craft dinner and budget food and write music all winter long, so that's sort of where the...
That's where it comes from.
The name has a meaning. It wasn't something I just pulled up.
Oh, okay. So you actually do that. So
I actually have more free time to
during the winter.
Write music and
edit
film and all that stuff for our shows. So I try to maximize that time because the weather's so bad here.
Yeah.
Well, to me anyways, it's freezing cold.
Yeah. Awesome.
Some people love freezing cold. But
I do, to be honest.
Snowboarding, you know, and all that.
That's cool. Like it cold. It's too hot in here already, but anyways.
Right.
Once again, thanks for coming out.
Thanks, Ben. Yeah.
And have a great show next Tuesday, Thursday at
Thursday.
The Cellar, and then Friday, August the 20th at the Bourbon.
Great.
Awesome. And thanks, Irene, for all the sound support and everything.
Irene sounded great in here. Thank you.
And come up next, Hypnotic Groove with Linus. And until then, I'm going to pop in a song. Thank you.